Okay. So recognizing that our identities are complex, in flux, and especially evolving and changing in college, how do you think about and describe your identities?
I would say that prior to coming to, coming to Davidson, I think it was a great time to explore that identity more, because I didn't know anyone coming in. So it was nice in that sense, but also intimidating, that it was a chance to discover more of who I was. And I think it was, I now see myself as a Black, queer, femme, kind of. I toy with that word. And I think about that identity more, and able-bodied person. I think it throughout each semester, depending on the classes I took and the people I was around, I was able to kind of add on more to that. So thinking about ability, thinking about English speaking, thinking about citizenship, and thinking about gender and gender expression and sexuality and race and ethnicity, and kind of really not just taking those as surface level and for granted identities, but digging into what does that look like and interrogating those. So I think my identity at first coming into it was kind of something that I wasn't really sure of, especially my queer identity, and even just having that time to really, it was my first, we had at my high school, which was also middle school, we had a gay straight alliance, but I didn't, there were hints that I was queer along the way, but I didn't feel comfortable with that identity with myself, so I wasn't a part of those things, but at Davidson, it was coming into myself, it was that I felt more comfortable, after doing a lot of self-exploration, I was more willing to take more classes, and I was more open to discover more identities. And I think that allowed me to know more about myself by learning more about others and just identities in general, because I was a sociology major, and that talking about race and gender and class and things like that allowed me to interrogate both myself and then just these larger topics, and making kind of going back between macro and micro.
I remember having a lot of different fears and thoughts about what college was going to be like. Do you recall what you might have thought about in terms of queer Black life before you arrived?
I think it's harder for me to answer that question because, like I said, I wasn't comfortable in my, I didn't identify as queer until after. So I didn't really even have I wouldn't have a conception what that would be. Obviously, I know that it's not, it wouldn't look the same. I don't think it's obvious necessarily. I would say that I wouldn't put it the same as what's the mainstream. When people think of LGBTQ plus identity, they think of white gay men, because that's, what is popularized. So I would say, even not identifying with that, I would say that it would be more smaller. A smaller community and more maybe covert due to maybe fear of stereotypes and fear of stereotypes and tension and different things like that. So I guess I think it's a hard question for me to answer because I wasn't looking for that community. But I think I would say if I were, I would expect it to look not like the publicized, the main groups are going to be Black queer people leading them.
Do you remember what you might have thought about Black life at Davidson?
I did definitely knew, like, I did look at the numbers of like the demographics, and I was I was like, okay. I did compare, because I was a Questbridge scholar. I didn't get matched, but but going into it, that was kind of like the angle that I was looking at it. So I compared the Questbridge schools, and I do remember Davidson having like higher numbers than other places and being closer, which I was like, okay, well, I know it's a PWI, but so like I'm not expecting it to be huge. So I did look into, like, you know, what clubs and things like that. And oh, I forgot the question you said. What would Black life look like?
Like, what did you think or expect, I guess?
Okay. I remember when I visited, I did see, like, I remember the feeling that it was kind of like there are people hanging out with all different types of people, and that I saw that there were some NPHCs on campus. And so that was kind of where I saw Black life before I visited. That was my idea of, like, okay, so they do have NPHCs, but I didn't know they didn't have houses. So I was kind of like, okay, I know they have NPHCs, so there's enough people to have that. And I know I imagine it'd be kind of like what I was familiar with, because I also went to a predominantly white institution throughout growing up. So I imagine it would be like kind of like small groups that would kind of have their own smaller communities within the larger populace, but it wouldn't be the mainstream. So it fit what I expected. Yeah.
As you know, I'm working on a project for an independent study called Queer, Black, Intersectional Davidson, and I'm particularly interested in recuperating documents from the recent past that talk about the intersections between queer and Black at the college. How would you describe Queer Black life at Davidson, and what was your experience?
I think it was more individual for me, because it seemed separate. Like, there was no clear intersection for me. Because I'm thinking of the events, because there's UNASH, which is private, so, like, obviously I'm not gonna, like, reveal who were at those events. There's UNASH, Queers and Allies. I can think of the space now, Lavender Lounge, which I don't know what it looks like, but I know that it got revamped, which is exciting. I'm thinking of Black spaces and how they, I'm trying to think, were there times that they came together when I was there? Because I know I've seen how they've had events after I've left, but I'm trying not to, like, meld them together. I would say that they were mostly separate. And any merging came from individuals, like, who happened to exist in both of those spaces. And so I would say when it was Black queer life together, it would be in friend groups or like things like that. So I don't think there was like we're gonna have this event in this space, and obviously it's gonna be an event attended by Black queer students. So we're gonna have this event and Black queer students are gonna be there. Also, I'm trying to think how many Black queer students that I know that were like, so I think the numbers of people who are just like openly out weren't necessarily there. So I would say it was more of an individual experience. Now, if we expanded that to just students of color, I think then it could be more broader, but Black queer, I think it was more individually based. Yeah.
What do you remember the most about Davidson's queer / Black / queer Black life post-graduation?
Post-graduation?
Yes.
I would say that in all, it was, like, I found on the campus, I did feel, and I'm not going to say like in particular like parties and events, and it's not even like I went to like, I did go to enough, but not with my spouse. I will say like I felt like it was a welcoming space. Like I didn't feel like I had to be covert or anything like that. I will say it was welcoming, at least like on a like a face-to-face level. Like I don't know what was it obviously behind that, but and so like leaving the campus, like leaving like the physical, like even though campus is open, but going on like Main Street, then it was a different story where like I would get stares and things like that. But on the campus, like I think it was kind of normalized, and people definitely like, so there, that's the plus, that it was like normal. But then the con was that people also what's the word, like romanticize our relationship. Like people told us like you can never break up, and like you all are like the best couple ever, and so there's a lot of that like tokenizing and things like that because of the hyper visibility of it. So I would say it was nice that it was just like I didn't feel like I had to hide there. But then also because I talked about, again, like just the lack of, you know, Black queer people being open, and like there wasn't like, oh, there's so many, you know, that it was a tokenizing experience a bit, because it's like, oh, you're that person. And like just hearing certain comments, it's like, oh, okay, well, yes. But I do feel like I was like by professors and all that, and like, I felt very supported, and it definitely felt like a very genuine support. Yeah.
What terms do you use to describe your gender / sexuality / race, and what does queer mean to you?
So I say, you said race, gender, and sexuality. So I say, Black for my race, and I use queer, or I'll say pansexual, depending on like I don't mind, like if someone says queer, I'm not offended, but I say like if I'm like I wear what's it called, like the pansexual heart thing, so that's what I wear, but I also like have the pride flag and stuff like that. So that I'm fine with either. I kind of do it interchangeably. My gender, that's the one I'm kind of like, well, I don't really know. It kind of depends on, okay, I like them, but then I know that's one that I think it's kind of confusing, and because I've been trying to do more about, like learning more about gender. I feel like that's one that's kind of a harder term for me to understand. Like the history of and things like that, because just what I've been learning. Anyway, I'm just going to move on from that, because I think it has like some ties with like gender and then some with like sexuality. And so it's like a very complex term, which I think is exciting. But so I'm still toying with the idea of that. And sometimes I say woman. If I do say woman, I'll have like the X in place of the E. And so, and then what does queer mean to me? Queer to me means like strange, but not in the offensive sense, but then kind of also the offensive sense. Like kind of like a quirky. I think that's kind of the best way to describe it, but like all encompassing, like an umbrella term of just sexuality that is, or gender, but for me a sexuality as I'm using it now, that is not heterosexual, but that is kind of, that is just not heterosexual mostly, and but that is quirky, because I like quirky. I don't like being normal, so I think it works in the, because how queer is also used is like, oh, that's strange and other. So I kind of like subverting the word. Yeah. that's what that means to me. But all of them together, I think, are kind of a powerful combo.
Those are all of my questions. So if you have anything else that you like think is important to your experiences navigating Davidson or anything like that, then like totally open, but that's all I have prepared.
I don't think so. I think it's great work that you're doing, and I think I'm excited to see how it, you know, so it definitely keep me updated, which it sounds very exciting, a lot of work whenever you're working with archives. It's definitely, history is not always, it depends on what you're keeping.